Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 9. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht es prima.
Prima, gut, gut, gut.
Und dir?
Ja, mir geht's auch gut. We are now in Austria on our travel diary journey. As you know, we're following the travels of Karl and Birgit as they travel on a river cruise through various rivers. And we've certainly seen quite a bit of the landscape between the north of Germany and now all the way to the south and into Austria.
Yes, wouldn't you love to go on this Kreuzfahrt, Mark?
I have to admit that, yes, this is definitely something I would like to do. And I'm looking forward to when we can do these things ourselves once more, hopefully very soon.
Genau.
Okay. As ever, we're going to listen to the text. We'll hear Karl's text and we'll then go through it and talk about all the interesting language contained therein. Also, bist du bereit, Andrea?
Ich bin bereit. Und du?
Ja, ich bin auch bereit. Los geht's.
Tag 9. Köstliche Gerichte aus der Region. Melk. Der heutige Tag war Entspannung pur. Unser Schiff hat heute früh in Melk angelegt, einer österreichischen Kleinstadt an der Donau. Nach dem Frühstück haben wir uns das Wahrzeichen der Stadt angeschaut, und zwar das Stift Melk, ein Kloster aus dem 11. Jahrhundert, das über der Stadt liegt. Dort gibt es wunderschöne Goldstatuen, einen Marmorsaal und eine mittelalterliche Bibliothek mit jahrhundertealten Schriften. Danach haben wir im Restaurant des Stifts zu Mittag gegessen und köstliche Gerichte aus der Region probiert. Mein Rindersaftgulasch und die Marillenknödel zum Dessert waren unschlagbar. Nach einem gemütlichen Kaffee haben wir den Rest des Tages bei der warmen Nachmittagssonne an Bord verbracht. Da wir heute etwas früher an Deck gegangen sind, hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen, Postkarten zu schreiben. In der Zwischenzeit bin ich kurz verschwunden, um mit dem Reiseleiter die letzten Details für morgen Abend abzuklären. Er versicherte mir, dass nun alles bereit für die Zeremonie ist. So blieb nur noch eine Aufgabe. Als ich zurückging, habe ich Birgit das Kleid gezeigt, das ich den ganzen Tag über versteckt gehalten hatte. Sie war sprachlos, umarmte mich und fragte nur, »Wo soll ich denn so ein schönes Kleid nur anziehen?« »Wirst du schon noch sehen«, antwortete ich etwas geheimnisvoll und lächelte sie an.
He's full of mystery, isn't he, Karl?
Ja, wirklich. Also, so romantisch auch.
Ja, ja, ja. Okay, let's go back through our text now, sentence by sentence, and we'll talk about everything. And crucially, give you some further examples of these words and phrases in everyday speech. So, let's look at this now.
Der heutige Tag war Entspannung pur.
Okay, so der heutige Tag, that's that adjective for today, isn't it?
Genau, richtig.
Today's day.
Genau, genau, sehr gut.
The today day was Entspannung, that's relaxation, yeah?
Ja.
So today was pure relaxation.
Ja, genau. Mhm, sehr gut.
What other kind of things could we say, like today was pure fun or today was pure enjoyment?
Yes, so we use nouns. For example, das war Abenteuer pur.
Ah, it was pure adventure. Das war Abenteuer pur.
Ja, genau. Sehr gut.
Okay, good. Let's continue on.
Unser Schiff hat heute früh in Melk angelegt, einer österreichischen Kleinstadt an der Donau.
Okay, so unser Schiff, our ship, hat heute früh in Melk angelegt. It docked early this morning in Melk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're given a little more information about Melk. Einer österreichischen, I cannot say that, einer österreichischen Kleinstadt an der Donau. So it's a small Austrian town on the Danube.
Genau, sehr gut, super. Nach dem Frühstück haben wir uns das Wahrzeichen der Stadt angeschaut, und zwar das Stift Melk.
Okay, so we've got a lovely und zwar here. Nach dem Frühstück, after breakfast, haben wir uns das Wahrzeichen der Stadt angeschaut. So we took a look at the das Wahrzeichen, what is the word, landmark?
Ja.
The landmark of the town. And then, to be more precise, und zwar das Stift Melk. Now, Stift, is that an abbey?
Well, it's a monastery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
An abbey for us is die Abtei.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. We get a little more information about this Stift Melk in the next part of the sentence.
Genau. Ein Kloster aus dem 11. Jahrhundert, das über der Stadt liegt.
So, ein Kloster, that's the monastery part. Mm-hmm. A Kloster aus dem 11. Jahrhundert of the 11th century,
mm-hmm.
das über der Stadt liegt. So that das is a relative pronoun there because it's referring back to ein Kloster, yeah? The Kloster must be neuter.
Genau, sehr gut, super, Mark, ja, yeah, sehr gut.
So, mm-hmm. which over the stadt. The city sits above the city.
Genau, sehr gut, super. Dort gibt es wunderschöne Goldstatuen, einen Marmorsaal und eine mittelalterliche Bibliothek mit jahrhundertealten Schriften.
Right, okay. Puff. So, so dort gibt es wunderschöne Goldstatuen. So, there are beautiful gold statues. Mm-hmm. Einen Marmorsaal. Marmor, I think, is marble.
Ja, genau, ja.
So like a marble hall or something like that?
Ja, genau, richtig. I prefer the Marmorkuchen, to be honest.
Okay, Marmorcake. Well, you could sit eating Marmorkuchen in the Marmorsaal.
Genau, richtig.
Oh, mm-hmm. Although you may not be allowed to take food in, I'm not sure. check before you do. Und eine mittelalterliche Bibliothek, and a medieval library mit Jahrhunderte alten Schriften. So with something that are hundreds of years old. These are Schriften, it's not Stiften. Schriften must be something that's written.
Ja, genau. Scriptures?
Scriptures. Ah, right, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I wanted to also to point out is mittelalterlich. So it's not middle-aged.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's medieval. And we don't really have a word for middle-aged. It's very, very tricky when I want to speak to my family about the fact that I'm now middle-aged. Because I made a mistake into German. I said, ja, so mittelalterliche Leute wie ich. And they think, what? Medieval? You're not medieval. So this is a bit of a false friend here.
A false friend, yeah. So we would say that the period in English, we can talk about the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about here, mittelalterliche, we're talking about medieval, a safer way of referring to it.
Genau.
Okay. So they've got these scriptures, as you say, which are hundreds of years old. Jahrhunderte alten Schriften.
Genau, ja. Danach haben wir im Restaurant des Stifts zu Mittag gegessen und köstliche Gerichte aus der Region probiert.
Okay, we've heard of köstliche Gerichte in both this travel diary and our previous one, I believe. So, danach haben wir im Restaurant des Stifts zu Mittag gegessen. So, afterwards, we had lunch in the restaurant of the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
Und köstliche Gerichte aus der Region probiert. And we tasted delicious dishes from the region.
Genau, sehr gut, super. Mein Rindersaftgulasch und die Marillenknödel zum Dessert waren unschlagbar.
Right, okay. Some food vocabulary here. So some kind of goulash, Rindersaft. What's the Rindersaft?
So Rind is beef. Und der Saft ist Juice. So it's when it's cooked in its own juice.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Und die Marillenknödel, the knödel are dumplings, like gnocchi type thing, yeah?
Yeah, they tend to be a bit bigger, to be honest, in Austria. Mm-hmm. They're quite big and they would come with vanillesauce.
Yep.
But I would like to know what Marillen are.
Okay, that's new for me.
It's the Austrian word for apricot.
Ah, so what's apricot in Hochdeutsch?
Aprikose.
Okay, so Marillenknödel, apricot dumplings.
Genau.
And these were zum Dessert. They were for dessert.
Genau.
Waren unschlagbar. I've seen that before.
Unbeatable.
Of course, right. Okay. So can you split that up and explain the different parts of that word?
Yeah. So we have to beat, schlagen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the bar is the übel.
Okay.
Yeah. Zum Beispiel, we see this in other words like essbar, edible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then un. So un means the opposite of what is going to come. So
of course.
It's unbeatable.
Yeah, so each part of that word can be chopped up and given a literal translation, and then we get the correct German translation, which I now realize Schlagen was the bit that was preventing me from understanding it, because all I could think of was people clapping along to pop music, the Schlager.
Ah, Schlager, natürlich, yeah.
Is that linked?
It's very particular pop music.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, ich nehme an, I think so, that the Schlager is linked to Schlagen because it's got a good beat, maybe?
Ah, right, okay, and you beat your hands along, you clap your hands along. And
yes, maybe.
Okay, so let's move on from Schlager and finish off this sentence, this part of the paragraph.
Nach einem gemütlichen Kaffee haben wir den Rest des Tages bei der warmen Nachmittagssonne an Bord verbracht.
Okay, so nach einem gemütlichen Kaffee, after a leisurely coffee, haben wir den Rest des Tages bei der warmen Nachmittagssonne an Bord verbracht. That sounds lovely. We spent the rest of the day in the warm afternoon sun on board.
Genau, sehr schön.
Okay, let's take a quick break there, and we'll be back in just a moment to finish off the rest of our text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's continue on and find out what happens in the rest of this passage where they are in Melk today.
Genau. Da wir heute etwas früher an Deck gegangen sind, hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen, Postkarten zu schreiben.
Okay, I'm looking at this sentence, Andrea, and thinking about what we talked about in our last episode about commas. This sentence has two commas, splitting up the sentence into three different sections here. So let's talk about this. Da wir heute etwas früher an Deck gegangen sind, so since we a little earlier on board went today.
Yeah.
So in better English, since we went on deck a bit, or since we went back on deck a bit earlier today.
Genau, sehr gut. And can you tell me if this is a subordinate clause or a main clause?
I think it's subordinate.
Exactly. Because the verb comes at the very end, so sind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So and da initiates this sentence, and da starts a subordinate clause. And that means after the comma, we have a new clause, and that is the main clause. Yeah.
Okay.
And where is the verb in the main clause? Let's look at this.
Just before we do, can I double check something?
Yeah.
when you asked me that question, is this a subordinate clause or a main clause? My reasoning was that it's a subordinate clause because it can't exist on its own. Since we went back on deck early today, that in English can't exist on its own. Is that correct reasoning?
Very good. Yes, yes, right, absolutely, okay. Mark. Yeah. So there are obviously different ways how to spot the subordinate clause. One, mm-hmm. it can't stand on its own. And the other one, the verb is at the end of the clause.
Okay. Okay. Right. So let's go on and look at the next part then.
So we have, hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen?
So hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen. So we're starting with a verb. Is that because the whole of that first part of the sentence, the subordinate clause, is in first place?
Yes, isn't it wonderful? I love this.
I'm looking at Andrea, she's getting really excited here as we're explaining this.
It's just so amazing. So this whole subordinate clause, because it comes before the main clause, it takes up the first space.
Space, yeah.
And then the verb is in the second space, so it comes immediately after the comma.
So we could have replaced all that da wir heute etwas früher an Deck gegangen sind with, for example, just heute. Heute hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have graduated in this whole German subordinate and main clause business.
Okay, I feel I'm making a little bit of progress. Hopefully our listeners feel like they're making that same progress along with me. Okay, so since we went on deck or went back on deck a little early today, Birgit took the time, hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen, mm-hmm. and then, I'm going to ask you about this comma in a moment, Postkarten zu schreiben. So she took the time to write postcards. But why do we have another comma there?
Well, because this is a new clause and it's an infinitive structure with zu. So these two clauses need to be separated by a comma.
Okay. So could we have said, da wir heute etwas früher an Deck gegangen sind, hat Birgit Postkarten geschrieben?
Yes. Yes, we could say that.
That would work. Mm-hmm. And there wouldn't be any need for any extra comma there. The comma is because of the infinitive structure. Birgit took the time to write postcards.
Yes, there are certain verbs that require this structure with the zu, this infinitive structure. For example, sich die Zeit nehmen, but also sich vornehmen.
That's to plan, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So, for example, we could have said here, hat sich Birgit vorgenommen, Postkarten zu schreiben. So if she only intended to do this. Maybe not.
But we would still need a comma there, yeah?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, okay. Right, let's continue on.
In der Zwischenzeit bin ich kurz verschwunden, um mit dem Reiseleiter die letzten Details für morgen Abend abzuklären.
Right, I love that word, in der Zwischenzeit. So that's the between time, yeah?
Ja, genau, ja.
The meantime. In the meantime, ich kurz verschwunden. What's the infinitive there?
Verschwinden.
Verschwinden. I think I've seen it before, but it's escaping me.
To disappear.
Of course, yeah. So, in the meantime, I quickly disappeared, mit dem Reiseleiter die letzten Details für morgen Abend abzuklären. So, in order to clear up, to discuss all the last details for tomorrow evening with the tour guide.
Yeah. So if I can say something about the pronunciation of detail. Mm-hmm. So I am a Swiss speaker and I like to say Detail.
Detail.
But the Germans, they would say Detail.
Detail, okay.
Yeah.
And I said it really badly because I think I just said details.
You did.
I apologize. It took me a light.
But our listeners will hear Detail, but also Detail.
Okay. And in the plural form, do you pronounce the S?
Details.
Details. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in Switzerland, do you say it It's French style without an S.
Ja, natürlich. Detail.
Detail. Natürlich. Okay.
Wir sind so. Je ne sais quoi.
Um mit dem Reisenleiter die letzten Detail oder Details für morgen Abend abzuklären. Gut.
Genau, mit dem Reiseleiter.
Reiseleiter, okay.
Genau, super. Er versicherte mir, dass nun alles bereit für die Zeremonie ist.
So, er versicherte mir. So, I've never seen that versichern. Or maybe I have, but it looks like he assured me.
Genau.
Yeah. Yeah. So he assured me, dass nun alles bereit für die Zeremonie ist, that now everything is ready for the ceremony. Can I ask what the difference between nun and jetzt is?
Also, nun ist sehr deutsch.
Okay.
Ja, sehr, sehr deutsch. Wir Schweizer benutzen nun nicht.
Ach so,
ja, aber
okay.
Es ist das Gleiche. It's the same thing.
And completely replaceable one for the other.
Ja.
So we could have said here, er versicherte mir, dass jetzt alles bereit für die Zeremonie ist.
Genau, ja.
Okay. Let's continue.
So blieb nur noch eine Aufgabe. Als ich zurückging, habe ich Birgit das Kleid gezeigt, das ich den ganzen Tag über versteckt gehalten hatte.
Okay, so here we're saying, so blieb nur noch eine Aufgabe. So blieb then is bleiben in the imperfect.
Genau, ja.
There was only one task remained, Aufgabe, like a task, like
genau,
a homework task almost.
Sehr gut, super, ja.
Als ich zurückging, when I went back, habe ich Birgit das Kleid gezeigt. I showed Birgit the dress, das ich den ganzen Tag, that I the whole day, über versteckt. Ah, den ganzen Tag über, that goes together.
Ja, genau, der über goes with den ganzen Tag, ja? So throughout the whole day.
Das ich den ganzen Tag über, okay, versteckt gehalten hatte. So I had kept it hidden.
Ja, genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, so I'll just say that again. So there only was one more task or one more thing to do. When I went back, I showed Birgit the dress, which I had kept hidden all day.
Sehr gut. Sie war sprachlos, umarmte mich und fragte nur, wo soll ich denn so ein schönes Kleid nur anziehen?
Okay, so sie war sprachlos, she was speechless. Umarmte mich, did she hug me?
Ja, genau.
Und fragte nur and just asked, wo soll ich denn so ein schönes Kleid nur anziehen? So where is that a should I? Where?
Ja.
Where should I? Where should I put on such a beautiful dress or for what? Reason, where am I going to put on such a beautiful dress?
Genau. And the den is just to show us how surprised and bewildered she is.
Okay.
Wirst du schon noch sehen, antwortete ich etwas geheimnisvoll und lächelte sie an.
Right. Wirst du schon noch sehen? Wirst du schon... Is that like saying you will soon see?
Ja, genau.
Just like you'll see, you'll see, that kind
you'll
of idea.
See.
You'll see, right. Antwortete ich etwas geheimnisvoll. So I answered somewhat secretively.
Ja, mysteriously.
Mysteriously, that's nice, ja. Und lächelte sie an. And I laughed at her?
No, smiled. Oh, right, lächeln. Okay. Lächeln is to smile and lachen is to laugh.
I'm thinking of lachen from our previous episode, but lächeln,
nein.
Yeah.
Lächeln.
So I think if he smiled at her, that's a little nicer than laughing at her. Okay, let's go back through and listen once more to our text.
Tag 9. Köstliche Gerichte aus der Region. Melk. Der heutige Tag war Entspannung pur. Unser Schiff hat heute früh in Melk angelegt, einer österreichischen Kleinstadt an der Donau. Nach dem Frühstück haben wir uns das Wahrzeichen der Stadt angeschaut, und zwar das Stift Melk, ein Kloster aus dem 11. Jahrhundert, das über der Stadt liegt. Dort gibt es wunderschöne Goldstatuen, einen Marmorsaal und eine mittelalterliche Bibliothek mit jahrhundertealten Schriften. Danach haben wir im Restaurant des Stifts zu Mittag gegessen und köstliche Gerichte aus der Region probiert. Mein Rindersaftgulasch und die Marillenknödel zum Dessert waren unschlagbar. Nach einem gemütlichen Kaffee haben wir den Rest des Tages bei der warmen Nachmittagssonne an Bord verbracht. Da wir heute etwas früher an Deck gegangen sind, hat sich Birgit die Zeit genommen, Postkarten zu schreiben. In der Zwischenzeit bin ich kurz verschwunden, um mit dem Reiseleiter die letzten Details für morgen Abend abzuklären. Er versicherte mir, dass nun alles bereit für die Zeremonie ist. So blieb nur noch eine Aufgabe. Als ich zurückging, habe ich Birgit das Kleid gezeigt, das ich den ganzen Tag über versteckt gehalten hatte. Sie war sprachlos, umarmte mich und fragte nur, »Wo soll ich denn so ein schönes Kleid nur anziehen?« »Wirst du schon noch sehen«, antwortete ich etwas geheimnisvoll und lächelte sie an.
Okay, that is where we're going to leave our penultimate episode in this journey along our rivers through Germany and Austria. We hope that you've enjoyed this, and we hope that you're continuing to enjoy our story with Carl and Birgit. Now, if you'd like to get more out of it, of course, you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where we provide the full course version of this. And there is also a special version of the course where you can access both the premium notes and video versions for this series and our first series in the bundle of our two Travel Diaries seasons. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And you can see the beautiful Stift Melk on our Instagram account, where we're following Carl and Birgit's adventures. Follow Coffee Break Languages on Instagram, and don't forget that you can also join us on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural challenges. There are lots of opportunities for you to practice your German.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Next time we are back for the final episode in the series, when we will be arriving in Wien and continuing this journey. And let's see what happens with the event that Carl has been planning. Until then, tschüss.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.